This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Alex Patterson. The Foolish Dictionary by Gideon Words. Letter D. Out of fight, out of coin. The Pugilist's Plaint. Dabble. Verb, transitive. To play in water. Dabble in stocks. Same thing. Duchesston. A low-down dog. Dance, a brisk physical exercise invented by St. Vitus. Dates, a fruit commonly plucked from the family tree and spread on the leaves of history. Distinctly better, dates and peaches, which are often associated. Dead, without life, see Boston. Deader, Pompeii. Deadest, Philadelphia. Deadbeat, one who makes a soft living by sponging it. Debt. A big word beginning with O, which grows bigger the more it is contracted. Delighted, an Oyster Bay localism, derived from delighted. Patent and dramatic rights to this word are, until March 4, 1905, the exclusive property of T. Roosevelt, Esquire. Subsequent editions of the Foolish Dictionary will define the word at length. Delegate, from English dally, to loaf, and French gate, spoiled. A spoiled loafer. Demagogue. From Greek demos, people, and English gag, one who gags the people. Democracy, a mysterious country, bounded on the east by Richard Onley, on the west by Willie Bryan, on the north by Dave Hill, and on the south by Benny Pitchfork Tillman. Den, a cavity. Dent, to punch. Dentist, one who punches the face and fills cavities. Deuce, an honest card, in fact, the only one that is never known to beat tray. Devil, an old rascal mentioned in the Bible, now reported engaged to Mary McLean. Diamond, a bright gem, the sparkle of which sometimes renders a woman stone-blind to the defects of the man proffering it. Diary, an honest autobiography, a good keepsake, but a bad giveaway. Dignity, a narrow, unstable bearing, which metal spindle-shanks try to stand upon when they have no other support. Dickens, an author, polite term for the devil. Die, an effect. Diet, frequently a cause. Dimple, a ripple in the gentle whirlpool of a woman's pretty smile. Diplomat, an international liar, with an elastic conscience and a rubber neck. Discount, something often sold in place of goods. Discretion, an instinctive perception that enables us to say, "Oh, shut up," to the small, weak man, and, "I beg your pardon, but I do not entirely agree with your views," to the large, strong one. Dive, a gambler's retreat. Dividends, a gambler's reward. Divorce, normally separation of husband and wife from the bonds of matrimony. In the vicinity of Newport, it is frequently a legal formula that immediately precedes a fashionable wedding. Dock, a place for laying up. Doctor, one who lays you up. Dream, what a man may call a woman, though a pill may have suggested it. Sweethearts are dreams because they seldom come true, wives because they are often a nightmare, and both because they go by contraries. Draft, draught. What gives a cold, cures a cold, and pays the doctor's bill. Drop stitch, a kind of feminine hosiery designed to prevent the men from paying too much attention to the open work, peekaboo, shirtwaist. Drum, something noisy and made to beat. Drummer, something noisy but impossible to beat, from the Greek dreamus, meaning sharp, hence something sharp that always carries its point and sticks wherever it can. Dust, mud with the juice squeezed out. Dynamite, the peroration of an anarchist's argument. Dyspepsia, a good foundation for a bad temper. Out of sight, only in mind. Ballad of the Blind Beggar. End of letter D.